So Saraji had been explaining on previous days that for those who lack bhavana, mental development practice, just as Buddha had said, Panchasuva kama gunesu cittasa vasako vasaka nupadana, meaning that one lets one's mind go freely on the sensual objects, and again, without any control, one lets oneself go freely on these objects. So they are wasting their time with pamada, negligence, and failure. From the time they wake up, they are constantly thinking about pleasant objects, desirable objects, one after another. So for a whole day, they have been thinking about these sensual objects continuously, and they are not fed up of thinking about sensual objects. They do not get bored of thinking about sensual objects, but they are enjoying themselves. Only at the time they are fast asleep, there is no thinking about sensual objects when someone is fast asleep. Some of the people, they are getting bored with their spouse or their partners, and they look for new partners. Nowadays, in society where there is advanced in technology, where there is good standard of living, then such kind of things exist more and more. There are more and more cases where one cannot be content with one's own, but look for new and new things. And they believe that as a human being, life is to enjoy. And they think that it is better to enjoy life when one is young and healthy. And they do not want to miss any opportunity to enjoy life, and they want to live in freedom. They don't want to be controlled. And they think that practicing Satipatthana meditation is controlling oneself, which is very tight and strict. So they'd rather stay in freedom, and they end up doing things that are blameworthy. They do things which they want to do, and they think that it is good to do it. They think it's right, and they do not know the flaws of their wrongdoings. Not knowing the flaws of wrongdoings, they commit these misconduct, and finally, at the end of their life, they die in sorrow and grief. If one does not control oneself with sati mindfulness so that there will not be excessive enjoyment in the sensual pleasure, then they are seeking sensual pleasure continuously, and so on. So enjoying sensual pleasure, and sometimes one's body, speech and mind, physical, verbal, mental behavior becomes very unclean and pure when one seeks sensual pleasure all the time, without any control with mindfulness. So they are failing to practice moral conduct. They are going too extreme, beyond the limit, and their physical, verbal, mental behavior becomes rude, gross, uncultured, and they suffer, and it is very detestable. And when they die also, they do not have a peaceful death, but they die suffering and with grief and sorrow. And some of the people, they end their life with a lot of suffering, moaning, and in grief. And in some cases, due to excessive enjoyment in sensual pleasure, they can end up having illnesses that cannot be cured. So if one enjoys sensual pleasure to a certain extent where it is permissible, then it is okay. But if it is too excessive, then it is not good. And if one has these sensual pleasure that are not permissible, then it is not good. One should avoid, one should refrain oneself from having sensual pleasure that is not permissible. If one commits these, if one has this sensual pleasure to extreme, beyond the limit, then one can end up having problems and suffering. If one is wasting oneself, wasting one's time with sensual pleasure, then one will not get any chance to purify one's physical, verbal, and mental behavior. Failing to purify, failing to tame one's physical, verbal, mental behavior, then one cannot have a peaceful death. Most of the people, they do not have a control in their physical, verbal, mental behavior. Most of them, they are living in freedom without any control with mindfulness. If one has mindfulness, one will have a good control of oneself and one will not do things that are excessive or that are beyond the limit. And one's physical, verbal, mental behavior will be blameless, pure, clean, and peaceful. Having a good control of oneself, having a good control of one's life, one will be happy and one can have a peaceful death. At the time of death also, it will be peaceful, calm, and composed. One will die in a peaceful and composed way. If one lets one's mind go freely on the sensual objects without any control, then the mind will be very weak. The mind will not have any spiritual resistance or any spiritual stamina, but instead, the mind will be very weak, so that one cannot withstand any conditions, and thus one ends up in a very sorrowful death. So, coming across these sensual pleasure, coming across sensual objects, one should have mindfulness so that one will not be captivated by these sensual pleasure. So there should be sati, there should be mindfulness. One should not be lacking mindfulness. So in order to stay with mindfulness, Buddha had prescribed discipline so that one can stay with mindfulness. So the sensual objects captivate or tie up the person who lets one's mind go freely on these sensual objects. Or in other words, these sensual objects captivate and tie up the person and also his or her mind so that the person and his or her mind cannot gain freedom from these sensual objects. So, in order to free oneself from the bondage of these sensual objects, one should practice mindfulness in order to direct one's mind onto wholesomeness and to keep one's mind calm and collected. What really exists in oneself is mind and matter, cause and effect, and they are the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. If one is letting oneself go freely on these sensual objects without any control, then one will be negligent, one will fail to develop knowledge about things that really exist, such as mind and matter, cause and effect, and the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. So, but people, they think they are right. By letting oneself go freely on these sensual objects and sensual pleasure, and they do not have a good control of their mind, they do not search for ways to control the mind, even though they may know it, but they let their mind go freely on the stream of current of these sensual objects. So they are having pamada, they are having negligence, failure, heedlessness. They are failing, they are negligent to perform wholesome deeds that are blameless and that can bring benefit. So in this way, they are failing, they are negligent to perform wholesomeness. Such kind of negligence, such kind of forgetfulness is enjoyed by most of the worldlings. So it's a kind of forgetfulness. It is not the same of forgetfulness when one falls from tree or when one has drowned, or it is not the kind of forgetfulness when one is afflicted by illness. But it is the kind of negligence, forgetfulness, that most of the beings are enjoying. When one is enjoying the sensual objects, not only tanha, not only craving arises, but also other defilements arise. When one is cherishing, enjoying the sensual objects, these kilesa defilements are captivating the person and his or her mind. And also, one does not see the flaws of it, and one does not know how to cut the craving, tanha. And one does not look for ways, one does not look for method how to cut this momentum of tanha, craving. Not only at the present times, but also during the Buddha's time, more than 2500 years ago, in Jambudvipa, there were people who were enjoying sensual pleasure and sensual objects. There was one Brahmin who was practicing yoga, who practiced samatha, concentration practice. So he attained concentration and also jhana, absorption. So this Brahmin understand that when one is absorbed in jhana, one's mind cannot be agitated by raga, lust, dosa, hatred, or other nivarana hindrances. So he knew that when one's mind has gained concentration, when one's mind is in absorption, one's mind is calm and suppressed away from these defilements and hindrances. So Brahmin was comparing this calm mind with what the people are enjoying in life. Most of the people, they are drifting in the current of defilements. Even though this Brahmin has gained jhana, absorption, but he did not know how to stop the current of defilements, how to weaken the current of defilements, and how to stop the current of defilements. So he did not know the way how to weaken the current of defilements or how to cut the way, how to cut the current of defilements. So he was curious. And Saraji says, if there are people like the Brahmin wanting to know how to stop the current of defilements, how to cut the current of defilements, it will be very good. So this Brahmin asked the Buddha how to hinder the current of defilements. Sotana ke nivaraye, meaning how to cut the current of defilements. So he said that everywhere there are current of defilements flowing continuously. He asked how the current of these defilements could be stopped. And also he asked, Kenu sota pitire, meaning that how the current of defilements should be stopped.
Kena sota pitire.
Kena sota pitire, meaning that how can the current of defilements should be cut. And Buddha agreed that everywhere the current of defilements are flowing. Current of defilements are flowing continuously. And Buddha answered, Sati tesa nivarana, meaning that one should cut one should stop, one should prevent the current of defilements by sati, mindfulness. And Buddha said that there are currents of defilements such as tanha, sota, current of craving, constantly craving for sensual objects. And ditthi, there is also current of wrong view, thinking that there is living soul, which is enjoying seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and so on. So in this way, ditthi sota, current of wrong view, is also flowing. And also, when there is anger, aversion, hatred, this dosa is also flowing as a current. And other defilements such as mana, conceit, envy, jealousy are also flowing like a current continuously. At times, when one cannot control oneself, one also commits transgression. There can also be dukkha sota. There can also be current of evil conduct, currents of misconduct flowing continuously. Not knowing the flaws of these defilements and thinking them as good, it is avijja sota, current of ignorance. Ignorance current is also flowing. Sati desa nivarana, meaning that in order to block, in order to hinder the current of defilements, one should have sati, mindfulness. One should be mindful of whatever object that arises. But here it is said sati, mindfulness, can hinder the current of defilements. Not only sati, mindfulness is needed, but also viriya, effort in the practice, and also samadhi, collectedness of mind, is also needed. But Buddha answered that one should have sati, mindfulness. Buddha mainly answered on sati, mindfulness, but also other factors like viriya, effort, and samadhi, concentration, are also needed. Having sati, mindfulness, the current of these defilements become weaker and weaker. And it is said that panya yete piti yare, meaning that having panya, having knowledge, one can cut the current of defilements. By developing vipassana panya, insight knowledge, and magga panya, path knowledge, one can cut the currents of defilements. By developing knowledge, these current of defilements can be cut. So that's why what the yogis are practicing now, they are practicing so as to hinder the current of defilements, so as to stop and cut the current of defilements. Whatever object that arises at the sixth sense door, one should be mindful every time one sees, one should be mindful every time one hears, one should be mindful, and so on. In order to develop sati, mindfulness, one should exert effort in the practice. Asserting effort in the practice, sati, mindfulness, will be developed, and mindfulness will stick onto the object, the mind will fall calm and collected on the object. When there is sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration, even though one may come across desirable objects, but tanha, craving, will not arise. Developing knowledge, the current of defilements are cut. And also, dukkha-citta current, current of misconduct, will also be cut. There will not be any transgression whatsoever at the moment one is developing knowledge. And avijja current, ignorance current, will also become weaker and weaker. By developing ariya jnana, by developing path knowledge, one can cut the current of defilements that are relating to apaya, lower existences, to the point of no return. So just as the Buddha had given method how to hinder and how to cut and stop the current of defilements, yogis are now practicing this way. So whoever who wants to be free from the captivity or the bondage of these sensual desire, whoever it is, whether a yogi or any other person who wants to be free from the bondage of these defilements, they should practice in order to develop sati, mindfulness. So by having sati, mindfulness, one can hinder the current of defilements, and by developing knowledge, one can stop the current of defilements. So Sarojji says it will be very good if there are large population who are wanting to know how the current of defilements should be hindered, how the current of defilements should be stopped and cut. So just as Buddha had given guidance how to hinder, how to cut, and how to stop the current of defilements, yogis are now practicing according to the method given by the Buddha. As much one practices the weaker the current of the defilements will become. And by developing knowledge, one can stop the current of defilements. And one is sure to be free from these defilements by developing knowledge. If one does not have control with mindfulness based on the objects that one is encountering, then one's mind is going on various objects. Only when there is sati, mindfulness, the mind will be calm and collected. Without mindfulness, one's mind will not be calm and collected, but instead there will be bahita, wikita. The mind will be distracted onto other objects that are outside. So most of the worldly beings, they are mostly distracted by sensual objects, and they are wasting their time mostly on sensual objects. And also, when one is wasting oneself, wasting one wasting one's time mostly on sensual objects. Papancha, the things that are prolonging one's existence will take place. So because of this papancha, one's nama rupa, mentality and materiality are arising continuously, one after another, in many existences without a stop. So there are three. The first one is tanha, craving. The second is deity, wrong view. And the third, mana, conceit. Tanha, craving, is being attached onto pleasant objects. And deity is wrong view. And mana is conceit, holding high esteem of oneself. So tanha, craving, is rooted in vedana, feelings and sensations. Whether one is experiencing good feeling or bad feeling, this good feeling and bad feeling can lead to tanha, craving. That's why it is said tanha, craving, is rooted in vedana, feeling. Vedana paccaya tanha, feeling can generate tanha, craving. If one is encountering bad feeling, then one craves for better things, and thus tanha, craving, arises. When one is experiencing good feeling, one craves for better feeling. When there is calmness can be taken as good. So when there is calmness, one craves for more and more calmness, or one craves for greater calmness. That's why it is said, feeling, sensations generate tanha, craving. So there are currents flowing continuously, tanha current, craving current, current of craving, and ditti current, current of wrong view, flowing continuously. It is said that sanya ditti ya mula, meaning that ditti, wrong view, is rooted in perception. Perception taken as good or bad. So in one's body, what really exists is nama rupa, mentality and materiality. Not knowing that there is mentality and materiality, there is deity, wrong view, believing in things that does not exist. So one has wrong view, believing that there is soul, there is living soul in oneself. Taking that there is living soul in oneself, it is deity, wrong view. And mana, conceit, arises mostly in people who are thinking, imagining, or creating things. Based on one's success, one can have mana, conceit. One can hold high esteem of oneself. One can have pride that I invented this, I am a scientist, and so on. And also, there can be pride. I am running the business, I am the boss, and so on. It is called asamimana, conceit, based on who the person is. So based on these success, one can have mana, conceit. So in this way, there are stream of currents flowing continuously based on these sensual objects. Current of tanha, craving, current of dikti, wrong view, and current of mana, conceit. So there are currents, tanha, sota, current of craving, dikti, sota, current of wrong view, and kilesa, sota, current of defilements. And mana, conceit, is included in current of defilements. So these currents are flowing based on avijja, ignorance, not knowing the truth, and knowing wrongly. If one is not mindful, not knowing will arise. And by being mindful, by observing, knowing or knowledge will arise. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, when one's viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration become strong, then one will discern mind and matter. It is not from imagination, but it is through one's practice, one discerns distinctly between mentality and materiality. As the yogi continues to practice, he, she will understand cause and effect, arising and passing away, and the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. And one develops vipassana jnana, insight, knowledge. So by practice, one comes to know things that really exist. Just as when light arises, darkness is automatically dispelled. In the same way, when knowledge arises, not knowing will also be dispelled. Knowing correctly, one removes wrong, knowing wrongly. And also, one will not be attached, one will not crave onto things when one knows correctly. One also removes wrong view of jiva atta, individual soul. One will no longer believe in Brahma, the creator. In this way, one removes wrong view. Knowing correctly, mana, conceit, will also come to a stop, and one will not be transgressing dujarita, misconduct. In this way, when one knows correctly, wrong knowing will automatically be dispelled. When not knowing and knowing wrongly is dispelled, then other defilements will also be removed. Avijja, ignorance, which is not knowing or knowing wrongly, it is the head of the samsara realm of existences. If a person is beheaded, if the person is cut at the head, then the person can no longer live. If other parts of the body are cut or amputated, the person can still be alive. But if the head is cut, the person can no longer live. Avijja, ignorance, is like the head of samsara, the round of existences. Removing avijja, ignorance, then the other defilements are also cut, and the round of existences will also be cut. So in this way, developing knowledge, one removes knowing wrongly, avijja will be cut. By cutting avijja, ignorance, all the other defilements will also be cut, and the round of existences, samsara, will also be cut. So the yogis are now practicing the Dhamma, which has these qualities. Yogis should be rejoicing that they are practicing the Dhamma, which has such qualities of removing ignorance, removing other defilements, as well as cutting the round of existences. So Saraji says, may you all be able to practice diligently so that you will gain at least the first path and fruition knowledge, so that the current of lower existences will be cut and the way to Abhaya, lower existences, will be cut totally. So may you all be able to practice so as to be free from lower existences. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.